Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How's your week been?
Well, I haven't had one, so that's kind of fun. Because it's Tuesday, Lisa.
It is only Tuesday.
It is only Tuesday.
Yes.
And folks, we need to tell you something. I'm going to share a little secret.
There you go. Secret's coming out.
This is the last of our full regular episodes because Lisa and I are going on vacation.
Separate vacations.
Yes, y'all. Vacation.
Every year we split up. We go our separate ways.
We just need a small break.
We need a small break. And we're there.
And then we come back and we're like, oh, I still like you.
We're still friends.
We're still besties.
Yay. And yet it's funny because while we're on vacation, we text nonstop. How's it going? Doing this. Just like at home, right? Okay. Just going to eat. Chatting a bit. Okay. Right? So it's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
There's just no, oh, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We are, however, even though this is our last full regular episode, we are starting the mini summer series.
Yes. And really, Samantha, let's be honest, those episodes are pretty much full episodes too.
Well, yeah, they're pretty long.
Yeah. But lots of fun.
Yes. So we pre-recorded them, but they're still fun, guys. So we hope that you enjoy them while we're gone. And we'll be back with a full episode at the end of July.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
Because we'll be back by then.
Because we'll be back.
And we'll probably still be friends.
Well, you know what? The question will be is whether or not we'll be friends after that week. Because then it's like we've got to get to know each other again.
Yeah, that's all.
And I got to remember how annoying you are again.
Oh, that's funny.
I got to put up with all that stuff, right?
That's funny. Speaking of annoying.
Yes.
Lisa.
Samantha.
How was that power outage on Sunday? And why did I need to know about it?
Okay, so here's the thing, Samantha. The reason that you got to know about it was because 8:30 in the morning, the power went out.
Really?
And for whatever reason, probably because I was like still like a little like, you know, fuzzy because I was sleeping. All I thought was, oh my God, I have to text you because I knew that you had to work that morning.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, I thought that the power would probably affect the whole city. So I sent you a text in hopes of...
We're like 20 minutes away from each other.
I know. But I sent you a text in hopes of waking you up. Because all I thought was, shit, she's going to sleep through her alarm because the power's off. And then she's going to be late for work. She's not going to be able to blow dry her hair. And she's going to look ugly.
She's going to look ugly at work.
I want to wake her up and just give her the heads up. But I didn't care enough to call you, though. Because I thought that's early, just in case.
Oh, thanks.
So that's why you got my text.
I was like, I'm sorry that your power is out. I still have power.
Yes.
So I'm not sure what's going on with you.
It was so weird. And so hot.
It was so hot. Sunday was a hot, hot day.
Yeah, and so I'm sleeping. I probably just got to sleep, right? Because, you know, it was hot. And then all of a sudden I hear, ooh. And I'm like, are you friggin' kidding me? Mike, of course, is already up, right?
Yeah.
And the heat doesn't seem to bother him, so he doesn't even care. So I'm like...
Well, no, because he was in the Arctic.
Yes.
As a child.
Right?
Because his mother kept the house.
Kept the house very cool. So he's fine. He doesn't care. And I'm just like... So I'm instantly miserable. And all I thought was, you know what? I'm already cranky. It's too early to be up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And now my day's ruined. Now what?
Wow.
Yeah. Just like that.
Ruined.
Completely ruined.
Wrecked.
And I thought, you know what? It's great that the power was only off for an hour. But it...
An hour?
But it...
You big wuss.
But it already derailed me. It derailed me enough to the point where I'm going to have a quick shower, but I'm staying in my pajamas.
Oh, my God.
Because I've lost valuable sleep. And now my day just got longer.
If you're lucky, you sleep 2.5 to 3 hours a day.
I know. I'm not a big sleeper.
A night, whatever.
I'm not a big sleeper. But my best sleep is at the end of my sleep. Which is when the power went off. At the end of my sleep, the power went off. And I was just like, that's like insulting to me.
Right? And you were like, you took it personal. Why you gotta do that to a
right?
girl?
I took it personal. I was tweeting, right? I'm tweeting like Saskatoon Power Works. I'm on the phone. And of course, they got nobody working.
No.
And they're like, there's no known power outages at this time. Like hell there isn't, because I'm sitting in the middle of it. So it was out for a whole hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You almost had to like start a campfire.
I know, but you know, here's the thing, right? So then you got all these different rules when your power goes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. All of a sudden your power goes out. You're super thirsty. Can I get a drink? You're not supposed to open the fridge, right? Because you're not supposed to break the seal.
You still have water.
Yeah, I know, but that's just water, right? I'm now up for my day, so I want some apple juice, right? And then you have the question, can you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay, but at some point that water goes.
Right.
Well, that's true. It's yeah. Just, yeah.
So it just threw me off, and I was just pissy. Pissy. And I'm sure Mike was really pissy, because that was like 2 hours longer that he had to spend with me that day. Right? Because we were both up at the time he's up.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Is that crazy?
That is so unfortunate.
I was like not happy. The only, you know, there was a little bit of joy. You know what the joy was?
What was the joy, Lisa?
Mug cake.
Oh, that's right. You sent me a text.
I sent you a picture.
I'm like looking at it and I'm like, oh my God. Yes. So it's another food.
It's another food. But it's a yummy food. Yes. Right? So what it is, friends of the podcast, is I think it's by McCain's. And it is...
Oh, it's not Oatker.
No, it's a new one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Thanks for paying attention to the picture.
I'm sorry.
Nice. You're just like, swipe left.
It was food.
Swipe left.
It was
swipe
food.
Left. Right? Just too much swiping. Swipe left. Yeah, I know it's food. But this is what it is. Uh-huh. So you take the package, mm-hmm. and it's got the mix, the cake mix.
Yes.
Okay, so you do, it says a teaspoon of milk,
uh-huh.
and then 2 tablespoons of milk.
Okay.
But that doesn't even make sense, does
no.
it?
Why?
I don't know.
And you mix it all together?
You mix, uh-huh. right? Uh-huh. And then you put it in the microwave, uh-huh. right, for a minute.
Uh-huh.
And then it becomes a cake.
Of course it does.
Yum.
With all the fun little chemicals.
But the best part of it, this is what separates it from the Dr. Oetker's, is it has frosting. So then you take the package of frosting and you knead it. Right? So you squeeze it and you love it and you make it perfect.
Oh my God, more squeezing.
More squeezing and loving. And then you put it on the cake.
Wow.
And then you have chocolate frosted cake.
Oh my God.
So that was a little bit of joy.
Seriously.
Yeah. I know.
You, it's like your Mecca.
It's so weird. It's completely like my Mecca. If whatever a Mecca might be. I don't even know what that means.
It's where you go to pray because it's holy. It's your holy cake.
It was my holy cake. Oh, like that.
I'm surprised you didn't have one on Sunday morning.
Well,
no.
There was no power. Right? I couldn't even do my Egg McMuffin.
I think the sun is frightening.
I think it has. I couldn't even do my Egg McMuffin because there was no power. It gets plugged in.
No wonder you're so cranky.
Yeah.
No apple juice, no Egg McMuffin thing.
Guess who hasn't drank milk since Sunday? This girl.
Oh, because...
It was because there was no power in the fridge for an hour, and I don't believe the milk's so good. Mike's like, we have the coldest fridge in Saskatoon. I'm sure the milk's fine. I'm like, well, you know what? Enjoy it, because I'm not drinking it.
You're so weird.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. So that was my joy.
All right.
Yeah. That was my joy.
Okay, what was up with the man? Okay, and again, with the texting. So all Sunday,
I am
it's
my
like,
friend, as if I'm not going to text you.
I know, but you were like, are you up? There's no power. Nope, I'm good. And then there was a picture of a mug cake. And then there was like, so I'm going to be eating some barbecued burgers. Congratulations, I hope supper is good.
And you know what? And sometimes, Samantha, when you send your message back, I'm like, it's so weird. It's like she doesn't even care.
Right? What you eat?
Well, I need to share it.
Okay.
Because it's man-sized burgers. And guess what? There's only one man in my family. Right?
Michael eats enough for like three.
These burgers that he barbecues, they're like triple A sirloin beef, blah, 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 with gold mixed in, I'm sure. They are as thick as like, they're like the size of my hand.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're that thick.
She's showing me her hand. Yeah. Get your
they are that. They are so thick. Right? And he barbecues them. And they still are so thick when it's done. And it's like my mouth doesn't even go around the whole burger. I got to cut it in half and eat it like I'm 5. So here's my question to all the men that listen to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Why do you have to have man-sized burgers? Why can't you just have 2 normal-sized burgers?
Hey, go to our Facebook and let us know.
Let us know.
It's just I shake my head. Just all you have to do is search for us
on
Facebook.
I need to know. Because it's like, so in Saskatoon, there's a pizza place called Vern's, mm-hmm. right? And men order Vern's pizza.
Yes,
right?
They do.
Because it's like 25 pounds of meat.
You get the Vern-sized pizza, it is literally 25 pounds of meat.
There's not a woman that's ever saying, let's get Vern's, right? Never, ever.
So, I like Vern's, though.
But you get the man size?
Because Leo is my sister's husband, Lee, always, every time they come to Saskatoon, has to go get a Vern's pizza.
Because he's a man.
And that's the supper for the night. And he gets the meat, the all-meat one. Oh, my God.
That's like a Vern's
like
special.
3 inches
of meat.
Full of meat. And I'm like, I'm gonna have a piece because I'm
yeah.
You know, I'm a girl with some substance. Yeah. So I'm like going to give it a try. And it's like, fuck, that's a
You get the meat sweat.
You get the meat sweat. And it's good pizza.
Oh, it's really good pizza.
Right? And it's, but it's big. And Mike will order it too. And then Mike will be like, you're only having one piece? Yeah. It's like with the burgers. How many burgers do you want? About a third of one would be great.
Because
it's so big. So right, because as women, we're just going to pick like the little burger.
The little burger.
I'll have these burgers.
Please. Yeah.
And that's where almost we're going to start heading, is we're going to soon head to where we're going to be cooking two burgers. You're going to cook one burger for you, and I'm going to have a girl burger. Right? Because I'm okay with that.
Could you imagine people... That's how they're going to market the burger.
Girl burgers.
This is a man burger. Yeah. This is a girl burger.
I think burgers have gotten so ridiculously out of control.
They have. Because they can be quite big.
Yeah.
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 That's not pretty.
So that was my Sunday.
That was not pretty.
That was my Sunday, Samantha.
So I got to see my... Well, we got to see, because we got our hair done last week, we got to see the cutest dog in the world, Zola.
Oh, Zola's so cute. So cute. Like, she's like a big doodle.
She's a labradoodle.
Yeah, but she's like just like, and like she just wants love.
All the love. She wants to play. Yes. She wants your belly rub.
That's what she wants.
She wants it all.
That's what she wants. But thank God that she's a good looking dog.
She is a good looking dog.
Right? And Pixie's a good looking dog.
Yes, she is. That's my mom and dad's dog.
And any dog we've ever had growing up was a good looking dog.
That's true. The one that bit.
Gus. Gus was just, he had some special needs. Okay. But I came across this article as I was reading the other day. And do you know that they have this competition? It's called the World's Ugliest Dog Contest.
We're shaming dogs.
So we go from Miss America, you don't have to wear your bathing suit anymore, to Zaza, the 9-year-old English bulldog whose tongue's too big for her face and has crooked, stinky teeth. Right? Right? Miss America, right? We're not going to ask you anything personal. We just want to know what's in your soul.
What's in your soul?
Last year's winner, Martha, a Neapolitan Mastiff, who drools buckets of nastiness. Right? And has only one eye, and the other one's on the side of her head sticking out.
Yeah. So I feel like
so bizarre.
I feel like the pet world also now needs to stop shaming.
I think so.
Each other.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It's just weird. But it's funny because there's only 14 dogs in it. It was on June 23rd.
The contest, there has to be more than 14 ugly dogs.
I think there is, but how many people, maybe that was just like in this one area. I don't know.
Maybe.
But that contest has been going on for 30 years.
What?
30 years. The world's ugliest, or the ugliest dog.
But I bet there's still great dogs. Though.
They looked ugly. They probably did deserve to win. They were ugly. But then I just think, why are we shaming them?
I don't know.
Right?
Seems weird.
It does seem weird.
That's sad.
I know.
Don't shame the dog.
I just thought it was interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, how's the HHG this week?
Oh, she's good. She's kind of funny this week, eh? She's been busy with passwords. So
passwords for what?
Passwords for her phone.
Okay.
I know it makes no sense, right?
No.
None.
No.
So she can never remember her password. So she's,
to her phone?
To anything. Right? So she's one of the people who gets, let's use Podbean for example, right? She gets Podbean early.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. She's got to put in her password. Every week she sends me a picture of a screenshot. I don't remember my password.
Really?
So we got talking and she was having these issues because there was something else that she was trying to get into and she doesn't remember. And I'm like, I don't know, you could like pen to paper. Right. Write them all down. Just pick one easy one. Uh-huh. I don't know. But then, so her question was, is that, you know, when you're on your phone and you go to your passwords and it's all like encrypted, like in the stars?
Yes.
Why?
Well, so nobody can see it while you're typing it in.
But who's standing by you when it's your phone?
Could be anybody.
It's just your phone. Size of your hand. Just your phone. And then she had a good point, which was if you make a mistake, because you only get so many chances.
Yes.
So if you make a mistake, you can't see what the mistake was.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all those weird stars.
Oh, look at her being all like...
I know.
Why is that got to be that way?
Right?
Why you got to do that
to
a girl?
She was choked. She was choked with those passwords. Really, really mad she was.
The HHG gets mad?
Yeah, she gets a little fiery.
She gets a little fiery,
right? And she gets a little frustrated, and then she takes it personal, because she's a people pleaser like myself. She takes it personal, and it's kind of like, you know...
How does she take it personal?
Because she just does. She just internalizes it. And then she's like, you know, I tried this one, I don't know. I tried that one, I don't know. I tried this one, I don't know. And I'm like, why don't you just stick to it? I do. But you're not. You can't be.
No.
So I don't know.
I have a million passwords for work.
Do you?
And at one point I was writing them down
because you change them every like 60 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do this.
We got to make them fun.
Make
them fun.
No.
We do that at work too. And then I made it fun and I had, and then and my last one was, I want to be rich. And I'm like, I remember that. What do I want to be? Rich. Right? So that was that. I don't know. I just make it fun, Samantha. That's what I do.
All right. Well, I think we need to tell people that we're not in our normal spot.
We're not.
We are not in our normal spot, folks.
We are at the lake.
We are at Pike Lake.
Pike Lake.
It's a provincial park.
Yes.
Maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes outside of Saskatoon.
It's beautiful. Not the lake. No. You don't go in the lake, apparently. Apparently there's bugs. There's leeches.
You get the itch.
What is the itch exactly?
I don't know.
Like, what is the itch?
I think it's just because it has weird, like, stuff in the
lake. Algae and stuff?
Yeah, because this is a man-made lake.
I don't know what does that, what's that mean?
That means man-made it. It wasn't natural.
Okay.
So it doesn't actually get, I don't know if it's fed by
anything.
Like,
does it go anywhere?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So it could be icky.
So that's, but that's where we are. So we didn't go in the water.
No, we did not.
And we planned this last minute.
Yes,
right?
We did.
Going to the lake, right? We started off and it was like cold and cloudy.
Yep.
But I think that the weather changed for us.
You know what? You are so asshole red right now.
Check, check, check. Right? What was my goal? To get chocolate brown.
Yeah, chocolate brown.
I know I have to go through asshole red first to get to chocolate brown.
You do not go chocolate brown.
I do too.
Your freckles might turn a different color.
Just you wait till I'm back from holidays. We'll have our contest again, right? We'll see who got the best tan.
There's no contest.
It's a huge contest.
No, it's
we did it last year, and remember?
I won.
No, because I had a lot of rain.
No.
That was the only reason. I kick your ass every year, Samantha.
I go to Osuyas.
No, I go to Ontario. It's warm there too, you know.
It's warm. Okay, but I just feel like you as a as of Scottish descent.
Yes.
You are not a natural tanner.
You
get red. You get really red. And then it disappears.
It doesn't disappear, actually. That's
the only reason your face is not being red is because I made you. I tricked you into using
my 60. You did, hey? You did.
60 stuff on your face.
Because you didn't tell me it was 60.
No.
Because that bitch would have never touched this face. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, and then you just kept applying it.
And then
I
kept applying. It's 60. And then I'm like, and then I tried to rub it off. Get it off.
It was too late.
Although I am proud to say that I do not think I'll be needing to use that layer of green on my face like I had to last year.
For those of you who don't understand that, it's that cover stick that you can get to cover like red spots. She thinks that if she puts it all over her red burnt face,
it takes away the color.
And then you cover, hopefully you cover it with foundation.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yes, absolutely. I don't go green. I don't go out green. I put the foundation on over top.
Oh, yeah. And Hilda's your supplier, right?
Yes, my mother-in-law. Dear, you'll be needing a little bit of this. I don't think I have the raccoon eyes or anything this time.
No, you don't.
No, I did good.
Because I helped you out.
Yeah, so the rest of me is asshole red and my face is white.
I'm not even red.
I think you will be tonight.
No, I won't
I think
be.
You will be tonight.
No, I'm good.
But I have an issue.
What?
Your attitude that was in the Safeway today.
My attitude was
sucked.
Fine in Safeway.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so of course we have to have snacks when we go to the lake.
Yes, lots of snacks.
Of course we do.
Right?
So... I don't know if you guys know this about Lisa. She gets into a grocery store and she like loses her shit.
I'm going to be posting a picture that shows me squeezing bread. Hey, but which brings me to you. You had this kind of like twisted, sick, perverted look on your face as you were squeezing the bread too. And I'm like, uh-huh.
It wasn't bread. It was buns.
It was buns.
It was soft dinner buns.
And I'm like, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, they're really soft. Oh, shit.
You're
squeezing bread.
Right now, you're squeezing air right now,
damn.
Samantha. Right, you're remembering it with a smile on your face and you're squeezing the air. Because I told you,
once
you start squeezing the bread, there's no
really
turning back.
My brain has been fried by the sun. There was not a speck of shade.
No. Nope.
We went to the hottest part where there was like very little like...
Kept moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went sun, nowhere near the water.
Nowhere near the water. No coolness of water.
Nothing. No. Just the sun.
I think we need to confess that because we didn't want to walk across the parking lot.
Here's the epitome of lazy. Two lazy friends. Do you have to pee yet? No. Do you have to pee yet? No. I have to pee. Can I have a ride?
We drove, what?
25 steps.
25 steps. 50 feet, not even.
Not even.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
To the edge of the parking lot so that she could be a little closer to the bathroom.
I just didn't want to make that walk. Right? I've had a lot of sun. I'm feeling a little faint.
Faint.
A little fuzzy.
Oh,
right?
God.
Too much heat stroke. I don't want to take the chance of passing out in the driveway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was, like, lazy.
We're so fucking
we are so lazy. And yet we wonder why we have the physiques of the goddesses that we do,
yes.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Right? I am the goddess of lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super
but
lazy.
We did make the girl at the gate, because you have to pay to get into Pike Lake, folks.
She was laughing at us.
She laughed at us because we asked, what did you ask if they were kids?
I asked if they were kids. Like, I own the Pike Lake. excuse me, are there many kids today? And, of course, school's out. It's like their last couple of days.
Yeah.
She's like, there are. And we're like, oh.
She's like, she starts laughing. And I'm like, it's not that we hate kids.
We're
no,
not,
no, don't go there.
No.
Don't go there.
We don't hate them. We didn't want them. And I don't want them near me. But I'm not saying that I hate them. Right? And then remember she was like, but they should be gone by 2. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then.
Great.
So then, but then you said that comment and somebody defended kids to you. Remember you said that comment outside? And remember that guy was like, I feel your pain. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Right?
I'm with them and I know.
I'm with them and I know. So we stayed on the far side with no kids.
Yeah, with no kids.
Which was good.
Yeah.
Because the thought of kids, that's just overwhelming. Too mm-hmm. many kids. Everybody
chatter,
on a,
chatter, chatter, chat, screams,
everybody
screaming.
On a school trip, and it's like, hi, we're here today. It's our day,
yeah.
too. It's our day, too, Samantha.
So it's been fun, though, Lisa.
Well, I think I got a good base for my holiday.
Well, and this is sort of like the little treat before you go on your holiday.
Yeah.
And because it's your birthday soon.
It's my birthday soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We just laughed and we just had some fun and had some fresh air. I feel gritty and salty.
It's salty.
Like when I lick my bottom lip, it's very, like, I feel like a cow, right? Like it's very, like I feel like.
Salt lick.
Yeah. Oh, that's a different taste of salt.
I don't want to lick my skin. It's got too much scent down there.
I just did. I just licked my hand. It's fine. It's just it's a little saltier.
Saltier.
Just saltier. Yeah.
Oh my
right?
God.
Nobody needs that. We don't need that much salt.
Okay. So you guys sent me, okay, I have to mention this because again, with the pictures, you sent me taunting me, you should join Snapchat. And you guys were, you were pointing at like, was it like cookware?
We were like in a kitchen store because it was a very slow day at work. So Hyper Hype Girl's like, you want to go on a tour of the mall? Like I've never been in the mall before. Right? I work in the mall. I'm like, but I'm bored. I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's go. Right? So she took me around the mall, and we saw the new parkade, and we saw the new bathrooms,
oh,
and we went to the kitchen store. And we went to the kitchen store because she needs to redecorate things.
Why?
Because she's doing an Airbnb.
Why?
I don't know why. Because I think it's the trendy thing to do.
An Airbnb. Does she need the money?
No.
Do we need to help her?
No, we don't. We don't. We don't. Nope. Nope. She still offers to buy coffee and stuff. Yeah, so I haven't seen her cutting back or nothing like that. But I think that I think it's just a trendy thing to do.
Okay.
So I got a funny idea.
Okay.
I think we need, let's phone her and pretend we're interested
so
in her Airbnb.
Her place is on the website.
Yeah, it's on the website.
Already?
Yeah, she's already got bookings.
Oh my God.
I know, but it's not ready yet. Right? Because she's trying to do painting and she's got to decorate and all of this. So I thought it would be really funny
okay.
if we like kind of prank called her.
Okay.
You want to?
Okay.
You're up for it?
Sure.
You got to pretend you're not you.
Well, that's easy.
And I got to pretend I'm not me.
Well, that'll be harder.
Because she's never going to know, right? Exactly. Okay, so we're going to, so for instance, the podcast, we're going to phone. Hopefully this works out. If not, it's going to be an awkward part of our podcast.
Yes, it will.
Okay, I'm phoning her now. Okay, here we go. It should be funny. I hope she answers. Okay, got your voice?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, come on, answer the phone, Hyper Hype Girl.
Hello?
Hi, is this Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Michelle. My name is Peggy Lee.
Don't forget about me and Flo.
I'm sorry, Flo. Hi, it's Peggy Lee and Flo. We're just so curious. We were on the Airbnb website, and
yeah.
we were wondering, how nice is Saskatoon?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Because we're phoning from Georgia, and that's, I don't know if you know about Georgia, but it's the peach capital.
Love Georgia. I've been there one time.
Oh, well, it's just kismet. We think we need to come to Saskatoon.
But I have a question. I have a question about your, in your advertisement, Mitch.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Mitch because I like short forms. So I'm going to call you Mitch. So, in your picture, okay, because we want to come down maybe early September. In your picture, you've got some snow there. Do we need to
worry about some snow, Mitch? Because you know what?
I don't want to shovel.
We're from warm country, and we are just not very excited about snow.
No, you know what? Sorry, that's an old picture that I used from last winter. Oh. Snow is all melted.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
Yeah. So, when are you thinking of coming?
Well, we're looking maybe early September.
Yeah.
Maybe middle September. But we need to know a few things first. Okay, so can you just tell us a little bit about what we're going to be walking into?
What would you be walking into?
Yeah.
Sorry. What do you mean?
Like, what is your decor like?
Oh, like, is it modern? Modern decor. Mostly comfy, modern.
I like comfy.
Well, you know, I really love chintz. Do you do chintz?
I don't even know chintz. What's chintz?
Chintz? Like the fabric?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm from Georgia, so you know I just like me some floral.
Oh, floral. Sure. You can get some. I have a question.
Yes.
Are you good folk?
So, okay. I think I'm good.
Because I don't want to stay someplace. You know, Mitch, I feel like I've known you forever. You know, Mitch,
your line's kind of breaking up.
Sorry.
Now, we just feel like we're so connected to you. And we just have a couple more questions.
Okay.
Will there be a continental breakfast with your B&B?
I can get whatever you want. Oh. Muffins, cereal.
Well, then, my next request just fits in. Would you be able to do a wee bit of grocery shopping for us before we get there?
We'll pay.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you'll load our...
Your credit card number, and I'll just charge it.
Oh, well, honey, maybe just add it to the bill.
Just tab it. That's what we do out here.
Everything's actually done on the Airbnb website, so if you want to just go on there, you can book on the website.
Oh, okay.
Do you happen to know the voltage of your hair dryer? Because it says that you provide a hair dryer.
150 watts? Does that sound anything like a voltage? I don't know.
Well,
these are kind of bizarre questions.
Well, you know what? We just got to get to know where we're going.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's all.
Okay, now, I believe you said it was a one-bedroom and, like, a pull-out couch.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Has anything weird happened on that pull-out couch?
Well, I do have teenagers.
Oh.
I hope not.
Okay, I hope not, then. I hope, because you said you good folk.
Well, yeah, pretty good.
Okay. Okay, so that should be safe, then.
And, do you...
I have a mattress cover on it that
I clean. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Now,
you'll be fine.
It'll okay. Be well, Mitch, do you have any pets?
I have one dog named Kipper. He's pretty old. Are you allergic?
No.
No, we just love dogs.
We wonder, could Kipper come spend one of the nights with us?
Of course, yeah.
Maybe every other night that we stay.
Fine.
Okay, yay. That's exciting.
That's fantastic.
That's so exciting. Well, I think, did you have any other questions?
No, you know what, Flo? I think she answered them all for me.
I think she did. So we're gonna give you some thought. We got a couple other places to look into.
Oh, okay. But, well, mine's the best in Saskatoon.
Okay. Well, you know what, Mitch?
YXC, Cozy Basement Suite.
There you go. And you know what, Mitch? You sound just like a gem.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So do you girls.
Well, thank you so much, Mitch, for taking time out to talk to us. We just can't wait to see you.
No problem. Hopefully we'll see your booking on Airbnb.
Okay, thanks, Mitch.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Have fun in Georgia.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness, Samantha. I couldn't even keep a straight face. I couldn't do it.
Sorry, we laughed too much.
Sorry, friends of the podcast. Do you think the Hyper Hype Girl knew that that was us?
Probably.
You think she did?
Yeah.
I think she might have caught on.
I think she might have caught on.
You know why? Because I think she recognizes our laugh. I think that's what it is.
Lisa?
Samantha.
Because you have a horrible accent.
I know. I can't do an accent, right?
No, you can't.
That's the problem, is that I just don't have an accent. But how cool is that she's doing it?
It's very cool.
Right? And she's already got bookings.
And is
maybe
she really?
Yeah, maybe Flo will come and stay with her.
That is so weird.
But guess what? I have a few Airbnb facts for you.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to ditch the accent. I feel like I got to ditch the accent, friends of the podcast. So for those of you who don't know, that was the hyper hype girl.
Yes, it was.
Right? The real deal. She won't come in the car, so we tricked her. Right?
She won't come in the car.
So the only way we could get her voice out there was to trick her.
I know. That's right? It's mean.
It was mean, but it was fun.
But it was fun.
Do you think she enjoyed it as much as we did?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think she might have thought it was awkward. And maybe it was a little.
Yeah, it was maybe a little, but I don't care.
Okay, so I got a few facts
for
you.
Okay, go for it.
So did you know that 54% of all the hosts for Airbnb are female?
What?
54% of all people that are hosts, that hosts the Airbnb, they're female.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Did you know
that? Well, because you're not in your house when you're hosting, right?
Well, you could be upstairs in your house.
Okay.
Because some places are just suites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
It's not your whole house.
Okay.
You don't get the whole run.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Some maybe.
Maybe.
But I don't think all. Okay. Did you know that Vancouver is the most popular international city for Airbnb?
I'm not surprised.
No, me neither.
Not surprised.
Because that's like everybody wants to go there.
Everybody wants to go to Vancouver.
Paris or Vancouver. Seems weird, but okay. 32% of the hosts have a master's degree.
That's an odd statistic.
It seems like it. I know, but I found it because I did my research. Okay. Do you know the first listing of Airbnb was for an apartment in San Francisco in 2008?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And this
2008,
is,
really?
That's been around for a bit.
Wow.
I know. This is interesting. 3,000 castles and 1,400 treehouses are listed. Wouldn't that be cool? Imagine go stay in a treehouse. Castle.
Do I have a kind of treehouse? I mean, it has to have stuff. But the castle would be cool.
Castle would be cool. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd
hey?
Be cool.
I wonder if Buckingham Palace is on that list.
Probably.
Maybe we can phone the Queen.
Maybe they need the income.
Maybe they need the income. Most Airbnb stays are 3 to 5 nights, whereas a hotel is only one night.
Well, because hotels are expensive.
They are expensive, right? 42% of people who normally choose hotels have replaced them with Airbnb stays.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I wonder if hotels feel threatened.
I don't know. They might.
Well, you got to up your game, hotels.
Better up your game and lower your prices.
Yeah.
Right? 150 million users.
Not surprised.
And in 2017, 100 million people used an Airbnb.
Get out.
Yeah. Because like things like the Olympics and all the different things, right? That's what people do.
Huh.
I know. Should we start renting out rooms?
No.
Looks like a lot of work.
Looks like
a lot of work. I've seen the work that the Hyper Hype Girl's been putting in. Looks like a lot of work.
I don't want to play.
No.
Okay. I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I don't think I would either.
No. Okay. Well, as I mentioned before, guys, it is Lisa's birthday in a couple days.
Yay, me.
Canada Day.
I'm a Canada Day baby.
Baby. So, Lisa.
Samantha.
I have some questions for you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for your birthday.
Okay.
We want to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
And I feel the way to get to know you is going through your past history of birthdays.
Okay. Oh, God. I've had a lot of them, so
I know.
I don't know what I'll remember.
Well, because you're almost 50.
I'm 49.
No, you're not.
I'm turning 49.
No, you're not.
I will be.
Okay.
Okay.
So, true or false, were you born July 1st, 1968?
You're a bitch. And yes, I just said that. You're a bitch. No, that's false.
No,
I was born
true.
July 1st.
No, it's true. I've seen photographic evidence.
69.
I have photographic evidence.
Okay.
Grandma Lowe.
Oh.
It was your, it says first birthday, Lisa's first birthday, 1969.
Okay.
That means you were born in 1968.
Samantha.
You told me your parents didn't do your birth certificate right away.
I said I didn't know. I said there was a chance they didn't. But here's, because I don't know if you had to back then. Maybe they were lazy too. Here's the thing that people need to know. First off, this information from Grandma Lowe. Grandma Lowe was 100 years old when I was one.
I think she was pretty bang on. She's pretty spry.
I don't know. I feel younger than you. I look younger than you.
No, you don't.
So I have to believe that July 1st, 1969 is my real birth date. That's what my driver's license says. That's what my birth certificate says. So I think Grandma Lowe might have been a little cray. I loved her dearly.
Yeah.
But I think she might have been a little cray.
Little cray.
I think she got the writing and the picture wrong. Could have been me as a baby, and maybe she wrote it down 35 years later.
You know what I think is awesome, though, is that she was around from the very first moment you were born.
Yes, she was.
And she was, like, always around you, wasn't she?
She was my neighbor. Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Grandma Lou.
My lifelong neighbor.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So she saw all your birthdays up until you moved.
She saw everything and held me accountable for every one of them. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
I love that about Grandma.
I know. I know, right?
Holding you accountable,
she
Lisa.
She was holding me accountable. Who's going to tell? One of us is telling your father that you're in late today. All right. It'd just be easier coming from you, dear. Not a problem. Not a problem. I'll let him know I broke my curfew and he wouldn't know this unless you were up. But yeah, not a problem, Grandma.
And she was always up.
Always up. Yes.
She got a little soft spot for the Lisa.
She had a little soft spot for the Lisa. And Lisa had a little soft spot for the Grandma Lo. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. What was your favorite birthday party as a child? Or gift?
I don't know if I have one. I don't know if I remember. I'm old.
Do you remember any birthday?
Right? I don't think I have good memory. I remember a birthday party where we lived in an apartment and we had a backyard patio, mm-hmm. So on top of the apartment. Mm-hmm. And I remember we pitched a tent and my friends got to come.
You pitched a tent?
Yeah. On the wood. My dad drilled in the holes.
Really?
And we had a tent. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I had a birthday party. But I think what happened is I think that I had, there's pictures of me young having birthdays. And then I think Krista was born.
Okay.
And then I think only she got birthdays. That's what I think happened is I think my birthday stopped and she got birthdays. Because I don't really recall.
You don't recall?
I don't really recall. I know that I had cake with money in it.
Cake with money.
Right? And didn't choke to death.
Okay.
Things like that. I do remember back when I was turning 19, I think I was 19, either 19 or 21, my parents had a restaurant, they had a fine dining restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom opened up a bottle of Dom Perignon on my birthday.
For your 19th?
Yeah, for my 19th birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
That was that's swanky. That's some swanky
that's
shit.
That's swanky shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like celebrating your birthday with Canada, or do you feel pushed to the side by your country of birth?
Samantha, nothing pushes me to the side.
No one puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. So it's great that Canada's turning a new birth here too, but it doesn't take away my thunder.
Well, at least you're younger.
I am younger. I think I'm what am I, 102 years younger or something than Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it doesn't steal my thunder. I don't let it.
No?
I embrace it.
Do you?
Yeah, more reason to celebrate.
Do you get all rah-rah, sis-boom-bah?
Yeah. And then, because you know what you get? When you're born on Canada Day, you get the, you're Canada Day baby. Right? And who cares? Right? As an adult, who cares? That meant nothing to me. It might have meant something to my mother, but it means nothing to the baby.
Yeah.
Because that's just your birthday.
Baby doesn't know.
Yeah. But better than being a Christmas birthday.
Well, this is true.
That's for sure.
Okay, what was your favorite adult birthday party and how old were you?
Oh, let's see. Do I even remember that? Okay. So be in my
that's telling.
Yeah, so be in my 20s. So when I was in my 20s, Samantha, I you know what? I enjoyed life. I enjoyed me some life.
Does that mean that you enjoyed some adult pops?
A lot of adult pops, right? And so what happened is back where we grew up in Barrie, Ontario, so they had this big Canada Day festival, mm-hmm. and they would do, it was all the top Canadian bands. So they used to be the Tragically Hip, Blue Rodeo, all these great bands. It was a big outdoor festival.
Cool.
So all you do is you just go there to the beer gardens, you just drink. And then somehow you would magically end up at a bar and you would just drink and somehow you magically woke up the next day.
And you magically
you just
woke
it was like
up.
Magic. It was like magic. It was like poof. And it's the next day. And oh, look at that. Still here. Right? We didn't drink and drive and stuff. There's always a designated driver.
Yeah.
But we played hard.
Yeah.
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 So the 20s were good.
The 20s, what I remember of them were really good. Yeah, absolutely. Really good. Okay. Actually, it was funny on Facebook the other night, off topic a little bit. I was talking to a friend who I grew up with in through high school. And she had said the last time she and I had a drink together, she said, I think we must have been in our 20s. Mm-hmm. She's like, and I just remember you saying to a cop that was on his bike, what are you going to do? Double ride me? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do. I recall that memory, Carrie Ferguson. I was a little cocky.
Yeah, you
little
were.
A little cocky, right? And probably drunk.
Yeah. I think so.
Yes.
Okay. So what would be the ultimate birthday cake someone could make you?
Chocolate.
Just anything chocolate?
Yeah. Just a basic chocolate cake would be good.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want fancy.
You're so boring.
But let's put the toonies in it.
Okay. I'll take a toonie. You want to go back to the money cake?
I want the money cake. I want the money cake. Put the money in it. Right? Yeah.
Chocolate money cake.
Chocolate money cake, please.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, so what would be your perfect birthday?
My perfect birthday would start off with bacon, because that's God's gift, right? And then it would followed by, oh my God, who knew the McRib was in town? That would be my lunch. That would be perfect, right?
That would be perfect.
That would just be go to heaven, right? Of course, you know, friends and family, right? Yeah, so you'd be there, Samantha.
I'm not eating the McRib.
I'm not sharing the McRib.
I will eat the chocolate cake with Toonies.
Absolutely.
And hope that I get them all.
No, I get the money. Got to give the money to the birthday girl. So friends and family would be there. And I think maybe just like a nice little, maybe like a little... like a little fire pit with maybe Anne Murray and Jan Arden singing some good old Canadian songs.
So in this perfect birthday, your famous Canadian people would have to be there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because in order to make it perfect.
Because in my perfect mind, they're my friends.
So this is Jan Arden and Anne Murray.
Absolutely.
I wonder if Jan knows that.
Well,
it's hard to say.
We haven't been bothering Jan for a while.
No, we haven't.
Maybe we got to kick that up a notch. Right? Get Jan back in.
Yeah, let's get some Jan back in.
Let's get some Jan going, hey? Let's tweet and promote the hell out of us to Jan for next week and just see if she's still our friend. See if she hits unfollow on Twitter yet, hey? Let's go that route.
All right. Well, because we have, you know, the whole Lisa was born on Canada thing, we decided to talk about Canada Day.
Yes.
Because... I don't know if anybody knows this. We're Canadian.
We're Canadian. We're from Canada. You maybe can hear it. So I've been told that sometimes our accent gives that away.
About.
Even though I don't think we have one.
No. But we do spell our words differently.
But let's just try our accent, Samantha. What? Do you want to go out and about?
I would love to go out and about.
And then I think, but now after we're done being out and about today, I think I want to go home and like lie on the couch.
I would love to lie on the couch.
And if it was winter, I'd be putting on my toque. Right? Because it would be cold.
Now, for those people who don't know what a toque is,
it's a hat.
It's a like a knitted hat that's
with a pom pom.
Well, sometimes it has a pom pom.
Yeah, sometimes no pom pom. And then we'd have some macaroni and cheese.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's our funniness. So I have some fun Canada Day fun facts.
All right, roll.
Okay. Did you know that it was first declared a stat holiday in 1879?
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so for those friends of the podcast that don't know much about Canada, right? Canada was just born July 1st, 1867.
Yeah.
So we're not that old, okay? So that was when we were first declared a stat holiday, was 1879. Wasn't an official holiday until Canada turned 50 in 1917.
Cool.
Weird, eh? So they went all like 50 years of it just being like, meh.
Meh.
Right? Some people played, some people didn't, but whatever. Eh. Whatever.
Meh.
Right? Oh, Canada, which is like our, oh, Canada, like that.
Oh, my God, you're singing.
I'm singing. Right? It became the national anthem on July 1st, 1980.
Really?
Which seems odd because we've been a country for so long.
That's, I feel like we've been singing that for a long time.
We've been singing it since 1939.
Ooh.
I know. But even then, I felt like people were singing it before then, but I guess not. Hmm. Weird.
Weird.
Here's something interesting.
What?
Our friends in Sydney, Australia,
uh-huh.
They host a huge Canada Day celebration.
Why?
Don't know why. I didn't Google why. I just Googled facts.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, down under. Right? You come from a land down under, right? Where we cheer about Canada. I don't know what that's about. Okay. I just feel like
in her 49th year, she's gonna sing.
I'm gonna sing.
God help us all.
Just because I can't sing well doesn't mean I'm not gonna sing. Just like your 49th member was jazz hands, mine's gonna be song. I'm gonna be singing the podcast.
I can't wait till 50.
I'm gonna be singing the podcast from now on. But here's something interesting. Did you know that under the Federal Holidays Act, Samantha, Canada Day, as it's observed on July 1st, mm-hmm. Unless the date follows on a Sunday, which is this year.
Oh, yeah.
If it falls on a Sunday, then July 2nd is considered the stat.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't know. I mean, it means nothing. Who gives a shit? But I was just curious. I just thought it was interesting.
Hmm.
It was just one of those things that I thought was interesting.
All right.
Yeah. So that was kind of my fun. I have a couple more. Ready for a couple more?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that on the July 1st weekend, Canadians are going to drink 1.2 million liters of beer?
Damn straight we are.
What? Give us the beer. And
give us the beer.
Yeah.
Because our beer's the best.
Our beer. We have 5%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't drink your
watery
beer.
But we've adopted it because Budweiser, we drink it.
Oh, that's right.
Miller, we drink it. They just must have Canadianized it and came to the dark side or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we have, do you know that Canada has a cocktail?
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's the Caesar.
So good, friends of the podcast.
Okay, so that's vodka.
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 Clamato juice.
Clamato.
And other shit.
We have some seasoning salt.
We add some seasoning salt. We add...
On the rim.
We add a celery stick.
We have a celery stick. Tabasco.
Tabasco. Lemon.
Lemon.
Or is it lime?
No, it's lime.
Lime.
No, lime. You can throw some shit in there. You can throw like a...
Sometimes they like put like a cucumber.
Yeah.
They do like...
Shrimp.
Yeah, like lots of different stuff.
Asparagus.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, no, it's good though.
I don't want that in my drink.
Mm, okay.
And so it's equivalent, American friends,
to a Bloody Mary.
To your Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. But I think we've just escalated it.
Well, you know, it's not tomato juice, so it's thinner.
It's thinner.
It's easy to drink.
It's easy.
Easy to drink.
You can
just
slug those. But, oh, yeah. But here's a fun fact about Lisa. Mm. If you've ever drank too many of those, mm-hmm. you're not really wanting to drink a lot of that clam juice later on. Right? Because when you break it down
did
to...
Did you maybe get rid of it in a way right? that's unpleasant?
Well, it may have happened at one point. Now that I'm airing my... I feel old enough to air my dirty laundry. I'm just saying that it takes a while to bounce back from, I'll have another glass of clam. Right? Because that's exactly what it is. Clamato.
Oh, you know what we're missing in the Caesar?
What?
Worcester sauce.
Yes. Put some of that in.
A dash of that. A dash of Tabasco.
That. Yum.
Some clams. Some vodka.
Slug it back, friend.
Slug it.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. What do you got?
Oh, sometimes people put garlic in it too.
Well, I don't want garlic in my drink. I don't want to be drinking garlic.
Oh, or no. Oh.
Are you making shit up now?
No, horseradish. Sorry.
Horseradish, yes.
Totally lied.
Yeah.
Horseradish.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh my God.
It's just. And
oh my God, I want a Caesar now.
I know.
Oh my God. Oh my God, we have to stop talking about
food. We must be almost on vacation mode. And I want to drink and I want to drink. And I want to drink and
trust,
I want
to
drink.
Trust me, people, it was really hard to get into the car, get into the mode of recording because we really just wanted a beer.
We just wanted a beer, but we're like, you know what? Thou shalt not podcast drunk. Right? Bad enough, we're going to podcast stoned coming up in October. Tune in for that episode, eh? Hyper Hype Curl will join us for that.
Yeah, I think so.
When we eat pot.
Oh, when we eat pot. Oh, my God.
That'll be fun.
Okay, well, you know, because we're going to keep going with the Canadian theme. Yeah. Sorry, guys. This is what we do.
We Canadian.
We Canadian. And apparently, toot toot. We're tooting our horn.
Okay, we're tooting our horn.
Tooting our horn. We have defining Canadian moments.
Oh.
Did you know that in July 1836, first railway was built?
Wow.
Hey. Mm-hmm. The RCMP was founded in 1873. There was 9 officers.
So for a whole country.
Oh, my God.
And we're a big company. Right? A big country.
We are a
right?
big country.
I got them, John. I got them over here in Saskatchewan.
Took me 10 days
to get there, but he's still here.
In 1915, we wrote the Remembrance Day poem.
Yes, we did.
That was delightful.
Yep.
1984, BlackBerry was invented.
I know, that's Canadian, hey?
I know.
But maybe
and
not,
then it died.
But maybe we shouldn't toot our horn too fast.
No, because then it died.
Because now it's dead.
1964, we had our first Tim Hortons in Hamilton.
Yes.
And it's just grown from there.
And that's a donut and coffee shop.
People, it is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
It really is, yep.
Okay, but you know what we've invented, though?
What?
Super cool.
Okay.
1883, the baseball glove.
I know, right? And like not
and
even
we have
many
one
Canadians,
team.
And not even many Canadians are in the major leagues.
I know.
Right? But we gave you the glove.
We gave you the glove.
Here.
Sounds funny, we gave you the glove.
Right? So we gave you the clap. And you take the clap with you, friends. Right? Right? We're done. Here's the clap. Here's your girl back. Take it all. That's what it sounds like.
That sounds bad.
That sounds bad.
Okay, we also gave you the IMAX. Electric wheelchairs and Trivial Pursuit, which is a hint, guys. One of our mini episodes.
Yes, it's all about the trivia.
A little bit.
Yes, don't give it away.
Don't give it away.
Don't give it away.
Okay, an Ontario man invented the Hawaiian pizza.
I know. How
That's
cool
so
is that?
Funny.
I wonder if it was my dad. I wonder if my dad invented that. Because he always liked Hawaiian pizza.
Did he?
Well, I don't know. No, he didn't. Because you know what? Can I tell a funny joke?
Sure.
Okay. So we used to always get pizza on Friday nights growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I moved away and decided that what I liked on a pizza. Because we always just got what my parents ordered.
Yes.
So the big running joke was, what's your favorite type of pizza? It's with pepperoni, mushrooms, green pepper, bacon, and sausage. And now I don't put hardly any of those things
no,
on mine,
you
right?
Don't.
I'll just take cheese, right?
You like weird combinations.
Yeah, but that's, we always just had whatever they were having.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, and in 1874, Alexander Graham Bell invented the phone.
And where would we be without the phone?
I know. Hello, people.
Hello.
Say thank you to Canada.
Thank you, Canada.
Thank you, Canada.
Hey, I have one last little bit of stuff about Canada.
Okay.
And it's about food and drink.
Okay, ooh, because you know we like all that.
And friends of the podcast, we're covering you, too. We're covering America, too.
Yes, we are.
We're not covering the other countries because, you know, we just don't know enough about them
no,
yet.
No, we do not.
But that might be something to look into.
Oh, okay.
Because we're inclusive.
We are
an inclusive podcast.
We are.
Right?
Look at you with the big word, Lisa. Where'd you learn it?
I don't know. Because I went to the gay pride parade. Right? Hyper Hyper Girl and I stood out and watched it.
Oh, that's right.
So there was like a lot of that word. So mm-hmm. It must have just stuck in.
Inclusive.
Yeah. Right. We just love.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
So 2010, there was a poll. and it said that 43% of Canadians would rather have bacon than sex. Hello. Hello, bacon.
Hey, bacon, how you doing?
Hey, bacon, come to mama.
Oh, you're looking good. You're looking good.
Dear bacon, I'll rev you up.
I'm going to give you a bite.
Dear bacon, you're a little savory.
You looking sexy.
Tasting yummy.
That is so weird.
Right?
Why would we have bacon rather than sex?
Really?
We are so sad.
Or really blessed. I don't know which. Hey?
Hard to say.
Dear men, step up your game to be like bacon.
Hi, hello.
Right? You've got to be like the bacon. So it's not like we're saying we don't want the sex. We just want it to be as good as bacon. That's all.
And we want the good bacon. We don't want the stuff that shrivels up to nothing.
We want that thick bacon like Michael Gibson was buying. Farmer's bacon, that good bacon, right?
The good back bacon.
Yeah, the harvest bacon, that's what we want. That's kind of funny.
That's weird.
It's kind of funny. 77% of the world's maple syrup comes from Quebec.
Oh, oui.
Mac and cheese is the most purchased grocery item in Canada.
Oh, that's sad.
But yummy. But yummy.
But yummy.
Right? Canada has...
Sweet Pea just decided.
Yes.
She just...
I forgot about that.
Sweet Pea purchased an entire...
She bought a case of it. So Sweet Pea is a friend of
the... back to the UK.
Sweet Pea is a friend of the podcast, and she was in the United States and found some and had heard about it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So she bought some. I hope it lives up to... I kind of feel like a little, like, anxiety. I hope it lives up to it.
I hope she likes it.
I hope it lives up to its potential. Canada has more donut shops... per capita.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And I'm included in this last one. Canadians drink more fruit juice per capita.
I don't drink fruit juice.
I love me some fruit juice.
You like apple juice.
I love apple juice so
much. Like a five-year-old.
Water it down so it doesn't sting my feet. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Did you forget that? Keep it watered down. Keep it watered down.
I totally forgot that.
So that's me.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's good. Smith, I was drinking a lot of juice.
You were drinking
a lot of juice, right?
You were drinking a lot of juice.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we love Canada, and of course we live here, so we love you. But our neighbors to the south.
Yes. Are you sure it's the south? We had this conversation.
No,
today.
Don't.
If we're sitting in the car.
Okay, guys, I had to download an app today.
Which is so funny.
A compass app, because she didn't believe me that I knew where north and south and east
I
and west were. And
you.
I was right. Yes, I was right. I know that was hard for you. It's like, it's stuck.
It's stuck. I'm like the Fonz. I'm saying sorry.
I downloaded a compass app
for
that.
You did, because I didn't believe you.
Okay, anyways. 4th of July.
They're our friends.
They're our friends. And it's coming up. And it's their Independence Day.
Yes.
So, congratulations on being independent.
Way to go. Way to go, United States.
So, it commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, which happened July 4th, 1776.
Wow.
And it was drafted by Thomas Jefferson.
They're like so much older than us, huh?
I know.
So
and
weird.
there was 13 colonies.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And with Canada, there was only 3. Canada, Nova Scotia, and was it Prince Edward? No
clue.
There was a third country.
There was third.
Like
colony.
A third thing. Colony. Yeah, a third. Anyway.
A third something. There was three.
Okay, so basically, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Lots of fireworks. New York City actually has the best fireworks display in the United States.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They, like, I'll give America this. They ramp it up.
Maybe
this is wrong. I don't know. Maybe this is something that we need to be corrected on. When I think of the states in the summertime for Independence Day, I think of every house that has like a flagpole and a flag.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
They are patriotic.
They are very patriotic, which is good.
That's
I
awesome.
Think that's fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
They're very boisterous compared to us.
Yes.
They predict $900 million in fireworks sales this year.
Wow.
Shut up.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Are you a fireworks fan?
I mean, it's okay.
I can take them or leave them.
Yeah. So, 5 things you didn't know about 4th of July.
Okay.
Because I didn't know this.
Okay.
It was almost July 2nd.
Really?
Yeah. It was, on July 2nd was the call for freedom on that day.
Okay.
But it was formally signed July the 4th.
Okay. So, that became the bigger day.
Yeah. But Thomas Jefferson actually lobbied to be, for it to be July the 2nd.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. He was like, dudes.
And he lost.
Yeah, he lost.
Which is good, because that'd be kind of stealing our thunder.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Too
Although,
close.
It wouldn't
Too
be.
Close.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be, because they'd be first.
July 2nd.
No, but they would have that holiday hundreds of years before
we
did.
Oh, that's true. Mm, yeah, right? True that.
Yeah, true that.
Okay. So also, something you didn't know.
Okay.
Famous hot dog eating competition started as an argument over who was made more patriotic. It was four immigrants who argued who was more patriotic. So they ate hot dogs to decide who was more patriotic. And it's all started at Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Joint.
Is that place still there?
Yeah. It's in Coney Island.
I need to be part of that.
Yeah. It's 100 years later. They're still taking place.
I need to be in that.
I know.
I'd be an immigrant.
Yes.
No.
But you'd also eat a lot of hot dogs.
I would eat a lot of hot dogs.
30,000 fans show up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Three presidents have died on July 4th.
Really?
And one was born.
Really?
Yep. Huh. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe died July the 4th. And Adams and Jefferson died the same day in the same year.
Really?
Yep.
That's creepy.
Calvin Coolidge was born on 4th of July.
Huh.
Yeah, that's cool. Liberty Bell hasn't rung in 171 years. Because it's got the crack.
It's got the crack.
Right? And because they didn't want the crack to get bigger,
okay,
they don't ring it. Right. But what they do is they get...
You just said do-do.
Do-do.
Say it again.
You know what they do? The bell is tapped 13 times every July 4th by descendants of the people who signed the Declaration.
Wow.
I know. See, that's like super patriotic.
It's very patriotic. It's very a lot patriotic. Of history.
That's a lot of stuff
yeah.
happening.
Yeah.
We only did something big last year because we turned 150.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't do much.
No.
The United States will gain 15,000 new citizens through the holiday weekend because they will have 65 naturalization ceremonies in their country.
I know Canada does that too. They
yeah.
swear a lot of people in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Huh.
Cool, cool, cool.
Cool.
So things you didn't know.
Things I did not know.
They're like super patriotic there.
I didn't know that stuff.
But what's even more exciting is I found something Canada versus the United States.
Oh, okay.
Or Canada Day versus July the 4th.
Wow.
Okay, not huge differences because we all kind of have barbecues
right.
and celebrations.
Right, fireworks and...
Yeah, our events are pretty much the same, except, and I think I might have mentioned this before, is that in Quebec, it's called Moving Day.
Yes, I knew that. I
yeah,
heard that.
Because it is a day where everybody gets it off because yeah. it's a stat day. So... The leases typically that were to expire in May actually now have been moved to July so people can move without missing work and kids can stay in their school district.
Yeah. Wow.
To the end of school.
And then that's when they move.
And it's called Moving Day in Quebec.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. But we all have like citizenship ceremonies, fairs, fireworks, carnivals, barbecues, parade, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But there are some differences
okay.
about us.
Tell me.
They have 50 states. We got 10 provinces.
Yeah, we're like... But we have, like, a lot of space.
We do have a
lot of land.
Okay, well, you know what? They only have 12,383 miles of coastline. Guess what we got?
Way more.
125,567 miles.
Yeah, so we're your big brother.
We your bitch.
Yeah. No, you're our bitch.
Oh, sorry. They're our bitch.
Your coastline is our bitch.
Yeah, they're
right? Yeah.
Okay, but they have a taller mountain.
Oh, okay.
Mount Denali is yeah. higher than Mount Logan. So,
okay.
Got to give that one to him.
Okay. Our mountain is their bitch.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, the Stanley Cup, they've won more.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
50 to our 48.
Wow.
I know, that's sad. Okay, however, we have something in common for national animals, our symbol.
I don't know if I want to say it's in common.
No, but they have the bald eagle.
They do.
The United States.
Yeah.
We have a beaver.
We have the bald beaver.
But you know what? I feel like the beaver could take the bald eagle.
You missed my joke.
I know, the bald
Did you get
beaver.
My...
yeah, I know. That's sad. That's sad.
That was actually kind of funny.
No, that's sad.
No?
No, that's sad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not laughing.
I know.
It would have to be funny if I were to laugh.
Not everything you say is funny.
yeah.
And that's
okay.
why I have my bad laugh. like that.
Yeah, okay.
That's my you're not funny laugh. Just like
Shut
that.
Up.
Just saying.
Okay, the most taught second language. Spanish.
Spanish.
For the United States.
Okay.
For us?
English.
Francois.
French.
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 French. Spelling. They're American.
Yes.
They
yeah.
They drop the U in color.
They do. And in flavor.
We are British. We're correct. Clipped British. We're color. So we add a U.
We add a U
to like favor and color.
Humor.
And humor and lots yeah. of fun things.
So weird. But it's funny though. When you do spell check, it always takes it away.
It does.
Yeah.
It's like it's American.
Yeah.
It's American.
It's American.
Life expectancy. People, you got to move to the States. Or yeah. no.
Gotta
Sorry.
Come to Canada.
You got to move to Canada. No, if you want to die, move to the States. If you want to live, come to Canada.
And we have the health care to help you.
And we have health care.
We will make you better.
We have 81 and a half year. You will live till 81.5. go to the States, 78.8.
My husband said, my husband will disagree because he says he will not live to be 81.5. He said that his life expectancy was drastically cut down almost 20 years ago.
When he married you.
When he married me. His life expectancy took a hit, he says.
That's so mean.
Isn't that nice?
That's mean.
He's such a good guy that way.
He's just mean.
Gotta love him.
Yeah. Okay, so because we're at the end of our last episode before we go on vacation, we feel it's our duty.
Yes.
Because we haven't talked about it.
We haven't. But we need to, everybody needs to,
we got to do it.
Take heed, people.
Yeah. It is our summer maintenance review.
Yeah. And it's not just women.
No. Men too.
Everybody.
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 Maintain, people.
Maintain.
Okay. So, Lisa.
Samantha.
What are we maintaining?
Bras.
Yeah.
Bras are still important.
Ladies. Ladies.
I get, just, okay, so.
I know it is so much better to swing free.
And you can do that at home after work. And you can do that on the weekend if that's what you choose.
If that's what you choose.
But
to
when
do.
You leave the your door, house. You yes. need, they need to be where they go.
Please.
I get that it's hot.
Yes.
And I get, and I, it, it's not a secret. We didn't invent it. Nope. There's boob sweat.
There's boob sweat.
And that's nasty. But guess what? They still need to be contained.
Please.
Yes. Right?
You may be small, but it needs a bra.
But it still needs a bra.
It still needs a bra. Right?
If it jiggles.
If it jiggles.
It needs a bra.
It needs a bra.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. What else you got?
We feel you need to test your summer clothing.
Yes. Make sure it fits.
Please. Winter may not have been good to you.
It may have shrunk your summer clothes.
It may have shrunk your right? summer clothes.
Refer back to an episode from our podcast, Friends of the Podcast, if you're not sure. We give you lots of examples on what may or may not have happened.
Yeah.
And we saw a lady today
oh.
who was having some pant issues.
Oh.
Cause, and what was, what did, what,
her ass was eating the pants.
And what did I say to you?
Oh.
Samantha, don't you think one would feel that?
You would have to.
Right? You know?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It and, just seemed wrong.
And then that just brings me to the whole, if your shorts, if your vagina is showing past your shorts, shorts are too short. Right? Shorts are too short. Shouldn't be able to see your vagina.
You know what? I shouldn't have to see your ass cheeks either.
No.
I don't care if it's in style, people. I do no, not want to see your ass.
I don't want to see them.
Sorry.
Don't see them.
I don't care how tiny you are.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't need to see your ass.
Nope.
Right?
I don't. I'm not.
I don't want to.
Nope. I don't.
I'm putting my foot down.
Okay. What else?
Don't smell. Don't smell.
Yeah. Deodorant.
I think deodorant and
little.
I think... A little body mist,
little body
or a perfume, because I think it's important that in the summertime we have an odor that doesn't just belong to us.
Yeah.
Right. So we have like a different odor, right?
We have sweat odor.
We have right. So we get hot. I think it's just nice to like freshen.
Yeah.
Right. That's all.
Okay. And I feel this is like super super important. People, keep your body hair in check.
All
and when
of
I
it.
Mean body hair, I mean pits, legs.
Vaginas.
Your vagina. Please.
I don't want to see you in your bathing suit with your shredded vagina hair.
I don't need to see your downstairs hair picking out.
No, right?
I don't need to see that.
Right? Manscape it.
No.
Manscape it. Right? Put in the work.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I just feel very strongly it's about that.
Right? I think it's important, and we've touched on this before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We look better tanned.
We do. Cellulite looks so much better tanned.
Right? Like, let's not be dimply white. Right?
And if you don't like the sun, there's lots of lovely suntan lotion.
Yeah,
like,
there's stuff.
Fake sun
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
You know, get a spray. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Everything looks better darker.
Everything does.
Yeah.
Now, people... Sandals are popular. Your
yes.
toes are happy. They're out.
Yeah.
They're singing the praise. Like, they're so excited to be
so
out.
So happy.
I need you clean toes.
Yes.
And I need sloughed heels.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Please.
Don't look like something that the bald eagle is coming and swooping down on, right? Like, don't.
Swoop.
Like, don't look like Swoop. His feet. Right? I don't think we need to look like his feet.
No, we don't.
I don't think so.
So, those are just some of the basics.
Just some top of mind.
Top of mind,
just
you know.
Keep it up
as
there.
As you go through the summer, because it's just starting.
It's just starting.
It's not even July yet.
No.
So.
Just keep in mind.
Just try.
What would Lisa and Sam do?
Right?
They would slough.
They would slough. We would scape.
We would not smell.
We would not smell.
We would wear a bra. And we would try to not be too white.
We would.
So, there you go.
as we try to get asshole red today.
Yes, and I think I have achieved it.
You definitely
have. And I have achieved it. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Yeah. Lisa?
Samantha.
Do you have an eye shake my head for today?
I do have an eye shake my head.
All right.
Okay, so we're in retail. We're headed into clearance,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because, you know, fall's coming.
Yep.
Okay, so this is my eye shake my head. We're in clearance mode. People are loving the prices because everything's 50% off. Oh, it's such a good deal. But yet they're bitching because there's no sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know what, ma'am? Had you come here when it wasn't on sale, your size was here.
Yeah.
But then what they do, which makes me shake my head, is that they'll try on any size.
Yes.
It'll be like, well, what size do you normally wear? Well, I normally wear like a 10. Okay, well, I only have a 16. I'll try it. Really?
Oh, my God.
I'll try the 18, too. Okay, it's never going to fit.
No.
Maybe it might. And mm-hmm. they will try on and try on.
I don't understand.
No, and at some point, this is my philosophy. When it gets so cheap,
mm-hmm.
I just think, you know what, you got to help yourself. Right? I don't get paid, even though I do get paid for this. Uh-huh. In my mind, I'm like, you got to help yourself now.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting you 6 different sizes that I already know are it's petite. Yeah. Oh, I'm not even petite. But I'll just try. Okay, yep,
yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Shake your head.
I shake my head.
Yeah.
Hate clearance.
Okay, well, my I shake my head is because we've had really good warm weather.
Yes.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it has been.
Because I think, I don't know, something's going on. But yeah. Anyways, so people, when you're shopping and you're not working and you come into a store, the store has air conditioned.
Yes.
And it's supposed to because the people in the building would be hot and probably fainting if there wasn't any air conditioning. Yeah. Now, the air conditioning is set so they're comfortable.
Right.
Because they're fully clothed.
And they're there all day.
And they're there all day, running around, doing stuff, trying to do their thing, help you, put out stuff, whatever. So, and they're fully clothed. I'm going to say that again. They're fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
They're not in a short.
They're not in a tank top.
And they're not in a flip-flop. So, when you complain about how cold it is and then get a slight tinge poopy about it.
Because they're cold.
Because you're cold.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, bring a sweater.
Bring a sweater.
Bring a sweater.
Yeah.
Because we can't change the air conditioning like that.
Not just like that.
That's not going to work.
Can't do it.
And the buildings are big.
Yeah.
So they are going to need even temperatures throughout the entire day. Absolutely.
Because the minute that air conditioning is not working.
Oh.
They're not happy either.
And then
it's so hot in here, I can't even shop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So be nice.
Yes, because then we're hot.
Yes, because then we're hot.
Yeah.
So be nice. And please remember that you're not working.
Yeah.
And you're in a tank top and a short.
Exactly.
And you just came from the outside, which is really, really hot.
Exactly.
So just that's how I might shake my head.
That's how I shake my head.
Because there's no need to be rude.
No. No.
Ever.
No. Because when it's minus 42... Right? You won't be bitching that it's...
Well, we got heat.
Yeah, we got heat and it's too hot. Yeah, that's a good one, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So our topic for next week, and this is just a reminder, guys, is that it's the first of our mini summer series. So it's going to be about how we got ready for vacation, what we're going to maybe do on it, things we've learned about previous vacations. Because there was a lot.
And we've set ourselves up with a lot of things that new goals that we got to do.
Yes. So... listen in. It's still going to be fun. It's still going to be almost a full episode, even though we're calling it our mini summer series.
Yeah.
You can find our merchandise at wehavemerch.com. And all you have to do is go to Podcasters Row. That's where you're going to find us. And then you can look to see if you want to wear a t-shirt.
We got a new logo coming soon.
Oh, cool.
I know.
I like that.
So we're expanding.
Yes. And you can get a mug and
just lots of
just
fun.
Just so much fun. Just fun. Stuff.
But Podcasters Row. So it's a separate menu. When you go to the website, you click on Podcasters Row, and then it lists about 15, 16 different podcasts. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They're just, it's just like lots of fun stuff.
Yeah. And it's super easy to do.
Yeah.
Okay. If you would like to contribute to our podcast, you can go to Podbean and click on Patreon
and click on the little red bag on Sam's face and give it a punch. So if you listen to the podcast on the Podbean app, then that's where you can go.
Yeah.
You see Sam's mug, you see the red bag, punch it,
punch it.
And then feel free to support away.
Yeah.
Right? It's for lots. It's just, you know what? It's just to help us make things a little bit easier.
Yeah. Because it does take a lot to do the podcast.
It does.
And
we want to keep bringing you the best.
Yeah.
Things like today. We're on location.
We're on location.
And who knows where else we're going. I promised us. I promised an Ontario tour next year.
I know. Okay, you can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and any app that hosts podcasts.
Literally, Google.
Like any,
Don't forget Google.
Google now has a podcast app that you can download into your Android phone.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
Very exciting.
You can find us on Instagram at @ishakemyhead. Twitter is @i_shakemyhead. And Facebook, just type in @ishakemyhead in the search bar. And boom, there we are.
And friends of the podcast, we're really trying to become more interactive with our Facebook page. So we just want you to like we're posting lots of different stuff on it. Ask us questions. Let's have a conversation. We'll maybe come up with things. We'll ask you guys questions. You got feedback on stuff. Just send us some messages. We just want to get interacting.
Yeah.
We want to get to know. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I think we're good. But we're going to be on vacation!
And Samantha, I hope you have a fantastic vacation.
You too, Lisa.
I'm going to miss you. That's a little heart.
That's your fake heart.
That's my fake heart. I'm going to miss you even though I'm going to talk to you all the time. And then we'll be posting about our vacation too.
Yes, we will.
And you'll hear that in next week's episode.
Yes, what
we're
going to do.
Things we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.